let's start first with our latest Talk Business poll. BB, 48.5%, Keith, 35%. What do you see in these numbers that's good for Mike Beebe?
Well, the obvious thing that's good about it is that he's ahead by about 13 points. That's obviously you'd rather be ahead than behind. And what those numbers don't reflect is that he has just a huge fundraising advantage. And we're going to see that fundraising advantage in the next month. Is I'm sure the airwaves are just going to be filled with all BB all the time. Keith, on the other hand, has almost no money. And basically, he's running a campaign by press conference right now. That is probably not going to be enough. So these are good numbers for BB in that way.
Well, obviously, BB's not over 50%. That would be a positive for the Keat camp. What else do you see as positives and negatives in these numbers for Jim Keat?
That would be the thing he takes away from it. Typically, that 50% plateau is what you're looking for. And if an incumbent is below 50%, they've got some problems. So that's one thing that Keat can take from this is that Mike Beebe, despite having the powers of incumbency, 4 years of publicity, and a long political career, still has not reached that 50%. So at least Keat can take that away from that.
We also explored those potential BB coattails, which seem like a pretty big positive. We're seeing BB help fundraise and support some other candidates. I guess my question to you is, do you think this is going to translate to voters?
I don't see how it translates to the Washington congressional races, the Senate campaign and the House races. I can see it coming down a little bit in the state constitutional officer races, particularly lieutenant governor's race. There'll be no BB Broadway tickets, that being Shane Broadway, who's running for the lieutenant governor's race on the Democratic side. But you will see that the two are appearing together now, and you'll see, I think that you can see that kind of translate because they both can make the argument that this is a team, that if you're going to elect one, it sure would help Governor BB if his lieutenant governor was somebody he could work with. The past 4 years, Governor BB has had a lieutenant governor that he really wasn't very close to. And then there's not a cabinet type relationship between the lieutenant governor and the governor, but it's nice when the governor knows the lieutenant governor is somebody he can work with, that he can leave the state without worrying about the lieutenant governor doing something he doesn't like, or that he can call upon the lieutenant governor if there's some funeral that he doesn't want to go to or doesn't have the time to go to. It's nice to have a lieutenant governor that he can work with. So I think you'll see BB and Broadway working together a little bit. As far as the other down ballot races, I don't know how far BB's coattails will reach.
Yeah, two races that many folks don't concentrate on, and you mentioned one lieutenant governor's race there. Lieutenant governor and secretary of state, they have definitely had their fair share of fireworks and headlines this week. Kind of give me a capsule summary of what you see at work in those two races.
Well, once you get past the big ticket races, those down ballot races for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, the other races and the other state constitutional officer races, it's harder and harder to get attention, harder and harder to get voters to really pay attention to what you're trying to do and to get your message out. You've seen in the Republican, Mark Dar has run somewhat of a negative ad about Shane Broadway, the Democrat, and the lieutenant governor's race. In the secretary of state's race, that one's gotten a little bit nasty. You're seeing the Democrat, Pat O'Brien, making publicity about the Republican Mark Martin's legislative per diem expenses. You're seeing Mark Martin questioning Pat O'Brien's fairness because he ran the 2008 Obama campaign in Pulaski County. They have been going after each other a little bit, so that one's a little bit more interesting race. Whether that translates into anybody paying attention is another question.
Steve, you and I have had some conversations about the state of politics in Arkansas and nationally, especially as this campaign ad season swings into a higher gear. In 30-second soundbites, we're supposed to learn everything we need to know about a politician's positions and how he or she's going to solve our state's and nation's problems, right?
Well, no, but actually I think you can say a lot in 30 seconds, and I wish they would. You know, the Gettysburg Address was only 10 sentences long, and you could put the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the New Testament in your back pocket. So it is possible to say a lot in a short amount of words. And I think that in 30 seconds, actually, you could get a better sense of where these candidates stand on issues. The problem is that for my entire lifetime, no one's tried it. And our political ads have been basically what we've all seen, either overly dramatic biographical ads, or they've been attack ads against the other opponent. Is this a way to run a democracy? I don't know. But I don't think it hasn't been illuminating, and it won't be illuminating as long as the voters allow it to continue.
Well, what do you think is a solution to this soundbite world that we live in?
I think it's up to the voters. It's up to the voters to say that this is not enough. We have the opportunity to research the candidates. We have the opportunity to question the candidates, and we have the opportunity to make decisions on who we're going to vote for based on the kind of campaign they run. And I think it's time for some of us to say, you know what, I might agree with this particular candidate more, but he lied to me. I watched him lie to me. And he manipulated me. And he assassinated somebody's character. And he insulted my intelligence over and over again. So even though I might agree with what he says more than the other candidate, I'm going to reward the other candidate with my votes. And if they both do it, I'm not going to vote for either one of them. But it's up to the voters to make the decision on who they're going to vote for. And I think that the kind of campaign the candidate runs is a direct reflection of their character. And if we choose to reward those kind of people with elected office, then we're going to get the democracy we deserve.
There's going to be three constitutional amendment proposals on the ballot this year. One of those is going to preserve an Arkansan's right to hunt, fish, and trap. You've written recently on the subject that it might not be a good idea. Why don't you explain?
Well, to me, this is a solution in search of a problem. We have the right to hunt, fish, and trap, but there are limits to that right, and it's limits that we've agreed to democratically through our legislative process, through the Game and Fish Commission, Ducks Unlimited, all kinds of groups that work together, and it all works pretty well. If you put something in the Constitution, then you take it away from all this group of common sense Arkansans who've come to pretty good conclusions on all this, and you put it in the hands of lawyers and judges. If it's in the Constitution, somebody will sue. And because they can sue, then instead of this broad group of people making a decision on how we're going to handle this right, you're going to have it all be in the hands of a judge. And how that judge is going to rule is really up to the judge. And at least until the appeals process continues, what that judge says is how it's going to be. I think we're a lot better off just letting things stay as they are. The status quo is pretty good. And it enjoys broad support, and I don't think this is just unnecessary.
All right, Steve, give me a political prediction, your best shot at something you think is going to happen in the near term, this election season.
I think during the election, I think that the Democrats will narrowly hold on to at least the Senate nationally, and I think that President Obama will wish they hadn't.